When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Of course, we have coming up tonight, finally, Game 1 of the NBA Finals as the Celtics and the Mavericks tip in about, they claim 30. I'd say it's probably more in the 40 to 45 minute range before they actually start the game. So we'll see what happens there. We've got a bunch of baseball games tonight too. Several things to accomplish. Round one in the books at the golf, at the Memorial, and it was actually a long shot that had the first round leader. Not any of the long shots that we talked about the last couple days, but we did get a long shot in there. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I'm in for wheel place tonight. I got a bunch of wheel place, so just stand back. It's a wheel place special. In play overs all night. All night overs. Kyrie, 35 plus. Dallas, 2-1 money line. Him. The whole kit and caboodle. Over 9.5 Cubs, Reds, Kyrie for 35, over 8.5 D-backs, Padres. What do you want to do?
I have Kyrie for 30, I believe. Kyrie for 30, I have. So I'll be with you there. Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
Over 12.5 Dodgers, Pirates, over 10.5 Yanks, Twins, over 10.5 Cubs, Reds, over 8.5 Red Sox, White Sox, Mavericks, money line.
Mavericks money line, huh?
Oh, I got bases loaded in the Yankee game. Come on. Who's up?
Yeah,
is
Rizzo's
it Juan Soto?
Up. Rizzo's
is
up. It's been
is it Juan
hack.
Soto?
Not Soto, Joe. Not Soto.
Joey Rizzo?
That is 2-2, bottom third, bases loaded, nobody out.
Come on, Joey.
For the Yankees, we have the Nats up 2-0 on the Braves. That's been a dead under so far. They just actually got the two runs, homers by C.J. Abrams and Lane Thomas. Off Ronaldo Lopez. The Dodgers and the Pirates are in another high-scoring game, 4-4, as they go to the fifth in Pittsburgh. 3-2 Reds lead the Cubs. They go to the bottom of the second in St. Louis, scoreless. And the Red Sox and the White Sox are going to start in about 5 minutes, Joe. The White Sox have lost 13 games in a row.
It's all right. Smashed them. Come on, Andy Rizzo. Come on, Anthony Joe Rizzo. Come on, is this Joe Rizzo? Sit dead, Red kid. Sit dead, Red. nice double down the line. Get me over this 10.5. Catch up on that 7.
Catch up on that 7. Catch up on that 7. Let's go.
Carver, tonight could be the night that we just, it could be a jamboree. Could be a jamboree. Just runs, points. You want to just take a plethora of the what is it?
With what?
The King Cobra of parlays? What do you want to
do? The King Cobra.
The King Cobra of parlays. Everything.
What do you want? All right, you want to put a homer in there?
A homer? Pro 4?
No, we're done with him. And by the way, of course, tonight's the night. All the guys I've played the last couple days are hitting when I'm not on them. Elly De La Cruz had a homer. Carlos Correa had a homer. All the guys who I've played the last couple days, Joe, they're all homering today. So if you want to go play Pro Far, you can in that game. But I would do Tatis or Walker late night if you want to throw them in.
How about Tatis, a homer, and 2 ribbies?
Actually, I like Cronenworth, too. I had him on the Tater Time today. Want to go in the crow zone?
Maybe. What is
Rizzo? You with the 2 ribbies. You know, you and the 2 ribbies.
Why does that bother you?
You know, that's tough.
What's Rizzo doing here? He's got an 0-1 count. What are we doing? He's got bases loaded. Come on, kid, 0-2.
Look plus at this 350 hack. For Tatis now.
Come on, Rizzo. Don't be a hack. I don't understand. He sit dead red against Lopez.
Oh, yeah? You're talking him up? You're letting him know what to do?
Well, I can't. I haven't played baseball back in the day.
Hey, you're talking him up. You're talking him up, getting him going. I am excited, Joe. We finally get to play this basketball game, which has been a week in the making.
I don't know. I'm still not excited until I see guys on the court. I don't know about you. I can't get into the hoopla and the storylines and all the garbage. Forget the storylines.
Joe just cares about his tickets. He doesn't care about any of this other stuff. All this other stuff is just noise and nonsense.
5-4 Dodgers. Somebody
homered.
Was it
who
Freeman?
Homered?
Was it Freeman?
No, he already homered. We don't need him to homer again.
Why can't it be Freeman?
Because he already homered. He already
homered. So what does that mean? I don't
homered.
Understand.
So, why does he need another one? Let someone else eat. Why does the same guy got a homer again?
Why? What is the guy you need? Cronenworth?
A lot of guys I need.
Somebody's talking their position. You seem irritated today.
A lot of guys
I
need.
Are you irritated?
It was Teoscar Hernandez. Let's go.
The kid ain't fine. Look, get the truck.
Let's go. Big Teoscar.
I noticed. Good. Now, you got you, and Rizzo's got an 0-2 count. Can you at least talk this guy?
Problem is, Rizzo's a hump, so.
See, they're always Mr. Negative. You're always trying to just kryptonite my place. It's unbelievable.
I got to see what I even got going on with Teoscar. Actually, I might not even have Teoscar tonight, to be quite honest
Good.
With you, Joe.
You know what? I'm happy now.
I think because I played him the last 2 days and he let me down, I got so many home run tickets, I got to go through them.
Well, excuse me.
That's
so many bets. You're like Drake and Mayweather. I forgot who you
this
are.
This is just sick.
Forgot who I was talking to here.
I think I have one Teoscar put it with the golf, but not
like
anything
this
healthy.
This Rizzo, you want to talk about a guy, complete hack.
Man,
what does he do?
I hate
strikes
days
out.
Like this, Joe.
Can't even put the bat on the ball, this guy.
Days like this are the worst. When all these guys from the last few days hit, it's just... I played Luka triple-double by itself also, by the way. Plus 350.
Thinking about playing Luka for 40 straight.
Now, but you already have Kyrie for 35.
And not Luka, I mean Kyrie.
Oh, you're going to play Kyrie? I don't think they have a Kyrie for 40, do they?
Yeah, 8-1.
Really?
Yeah, 8-1.
I don't know, man. Wasn't he 8-1 for the 35?
No.
Joe, you might have to take a look at that again.
You sure?
They didn't have him listed for 40.
Yes, they did.
Okay, they have Luka for plus 460. That's the only one they have listed for 40 points.
30.
Kyrie for 35, they have plus 800.
Wow, I took that then, I think.
Okay, I have him for 30.
I notice, again, I have bottom three here, 0-2 count, Torres. Gleyber Torres can't do anything. Unbelievable, another hack, 0-2.
You hit the tough part of the lineup here. You're in the tough part of the lineup. What can I say? That's it. So they're going to tip in a few minutes here. We were both on Dallas, Joe. I don't think much has changed. We've spent a week talking about this game. At this point, we probably just needed to start. I did the Kyrie. I put the Kyrie 30 with Horford.
Red Sox.
Horford for three threes. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. Right off the gate. 1-0. Why? Why is that bothering you? Why is that bothering you?
Because I was going to use that live token on someone to homer in that game. And it's probably who I was going to play. Oh, no, it was Durant, a leadoff guy, homered. All right, 1-0 Red Sox right out of the gate. We got to talk. How about your boy Dan Hurley going to go to the Lakers, Joe?
Maybe.
How about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. You got to let this, you got to let Joe hear the good part on this one.
Oh, let the river flow.
You got to let Joe get the good part.
Hands. Oh. Take me from my home. This is it. Big night for Kyrie.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
It makes my stomach turn.
All right. Yeah. All right, Joe.
Let's go. All right. Let's go. That's it.
Did you see these? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Do you see they're selling the these Kyrie t-shirts outside of TD Garden with the clown nose on them?
Even better. 6-4 Dodgers. We got, I told you, it's a plethora of runs. That's all I see is
yeah,
runners.
Dodgers
on.
Now are doing it. They did get the Teoscar Hernandez homer to make it 5-4, and now they've got second and third, nobody out, and it's 6-4, as they are now are starting to score some runs here on the Pirates. Meanwhile, Joe, the Yankees got a two-run double from Gleyber Torres, so you were talking the guy down, and then he goes and delivers for you.
He had an 0-2 count, Carver. He had an 0-2 count.
Okay, well, it's a baseball, Joe. Guys get 0-2 counts. You know, you let the at-bat take place.
You were calling him a hack.
Before we bash the guy.
You
well, he is a hack.
You were calling him a hack.
Rizzo and Torres are hacks. I mean, that's what they are. But he gets you a two-run double to make it 4-2, and then Austin Wells with a sacrifice fly makes it 5-2 for the Yankees. Yeah.
All right, so are you jumping in on the in-game total of the Yankees? You want to take a shot? Would they get 9
no,
last
I don't,
night?
No, I don't really. Nah, I got no use for that. The Braves got a two-run homer from Adam Duvall. They now tied the Nationals 2-2 as they go to the bottom of the seventh in that one. So starting to get some scoring here, Joe, all around the world.
All right,
Dodgers
so
aren't done either.
Shirts.
They're going to add on. They're going to extend.
I have over 12 and a half. Can we get there? It's 15 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Let me ask you this. So these clown shirts don't juice you up to have Kyrie? And by the way, I do have Kyrie to score 40-plus. It's on the specials tab, Carver. Kyrie to score 40-plus.
Oh, it's on
plus.
In any game, 20, right?
No. 25-1 tonight.
Oh, okay. So they do have a market for
you. 25-1. I took a shot on the specials. So what do you think about that?
There you go. They got something for you then. You're good to go.
But you don't think the clown shirts will add to Kyrie having a little motivation?
I'm sure he sees them, but I mean, I think that he's going for it all anyway. I don't think the clown shirts are going to make it any more or less for him. How about this Hurley story, Joe?
Yeah, that was, well, you know.
Apparently, Woj just said on the broadcast that he's going to meet with the Lakers tomorrow, Pelinka and Jeannie Buss. That was, that was out of nowhere.
No, well.
It seemed like for weeks it was, you know, J.J. Redick or a bunch of these hack assistants that they had talked to. And now Dan Hurley from UConn. That's wild.
That ain't going to go well.
You don't think it's going to go well? You can't blame the guy, though, Joe, if they're going to offer him $12 million a year to be the head coach of the Lakers.
I mean, you can.
Why? How could you blame him for that?
I mean, come on. He's going to California. He's playing with LeBron. He's going to have to answer to LeBron about everything.
LeBron might not be back there. He can opt out. LeBron might not be back.
All right, he might not be there, but Danny Hurley did say, right, that what was the reason why UConn was so good? Because they keyed on specific, unselfish type of players. Didn't he say that?
Sure.
Didn't he? Right, okay. Well, what do the Lakers have? What do the Lakers
have? You're saying
have?
They have selfish players?
Oh, you don't think they do?
I don't know. I know they got guys that get hurt a lot. Not necessarily selfish, but they get guys that get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like AD. I don't know if AD is technically selfish. I think he's just made of glass.
Glass Joe?
LeBron's selfish. Everything's got to be about LeBron. We know that. But I don't know how much longer he's going to be around.
Well, I mean, is that LeBron's guy?
The only connection you have with LeBron with him is when UConn won a couple months ago, LeBron put out all these tweets about what a great basketball mind he is and how he's got so many great sets and plays that he runs. And he talked him up pretty big. He did a lot of talking him up.
You think that was the window dressing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Here's what I do know.
If he's trying to squeeze more money out of UConn, this is definitely the way to do it. It's the way to do it. But I think that the Lakers can offer him so much more than UConn can. And here's the thing about all these great college coaches, Joe, that when they go to the pros and it doesn't work out, there's always a job for them to come back to college. Always a job for them. There was a job for Nick Saban, right?
Yeah.
There was a job for Rick Pitino. There was a job for John Calipari. You go on and on. All the great college coaches that gave it a shot in the big level and didn't work out. There was a job for Steve Spurrier. There's always a job when they come back. Somebody's going to pay them a lot of money because they know how good they are at that level. So, I mean, hard for him to turn down. If it's almost double what he's getting paid at UConn, Joe, it's hard to turn that away.
It's true. It's hard to turn it away, but it's a different animal coaching college than it is the pros. We know. Who's one of the better head coaches in the NBA? Spoelstra, right? Spoelstra's is a great, coach and X's and O's guy. And, even he wears thin sometimes. These guys don't like to be coached up.
You don't want to be coached up?
You think LeBron likes to be coached up?
10-4 Dodgers. 10-4 Dodgers.
That's it. I got the over. That's it. Was it Freeman? Ooh,
somebody must have hit one.
Was it
Betts? Was it Otani? I think it was Betts, Joe.
All right.
It was Betts. 3-run homer for Mookie Betts. 10-4 Dodgers. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM. On a Thursday night. I was going to say this for later, Joe, because I'm reading this story. All right, so... Josh Jacobs, who, of course, now plays for the Packers,
Joe.
Right. Green Bay. And they're going to be opening the season in Brazil against
the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Did you see this interview that Josh Jacobs did with, Chris Long on his podcast?
No.
So Chris Long starts asking about, the Eagle fans and Packers, they both wear green. Going now. So Josh Jacobs says that the players on the teams have already been told they can't wear green at this part of Brazil that they're going to because there's a big gang situation down there. Josh Jacobs, I was reading the entire transcript and watching the interview. They've already been told, they're probably not going to be allowed to leave their hotels. They're going to be traveling in armored vehicles. They can't wear green. Both teams are green, Joe. Both teams' colors are green. See, Joe, this is the stuff that drives me nuts. You know how I am about these international games to begin
with. Yes.
Why the hell are we playing the game in a place where, if it's going to be unsafe for people to go to?
Well, why? But why would the NFL put two green teams?
Well, look, do you think that they actually did their due diligence on something like that before they came up with this idea?
Probably not.
Probably not. And now they're stuck. Like Chris Long actually just brought up to him in the interview. He's like, what if you're an Eagle fan and you want to wear your jersey around before you go to the game? What are we doing here?
This is it. This is expansion.
I'll tell you, I bet you the NFL is not thrilled that Josh Jacobs let that information out.
Probably not.
I bet you they're not thrilled that he did that. Josh might get a text from Roger in the morning on that one.
Think so?
I'm sure that's not something that they wanted to. But Joe, isn't it a safety issue? Isn't the idea of having those games to also have fans from Philadelphia and Green Bay travel to São Paulo, Brazil to see the game? Like, what do they do when teams play in London, Joe? All these teams, they do travel packages. Go with the team. See your team play in London. See your team play in Germany. Aren't they sending people, they have people down there to go see the game?
I agree, Carver. I agree 100%.
So are they going to have armored trucks for the fans? And are they going to have them for the players, Josh Jacobs says?
So what do you suggest?
I'm just still processing this.
Well,
so.
Here's what I think, okay? And tell me if I'm wrong. If you're Josh Jacobs, right, and you leaked that information, you think he did it on purpose to let people aware? Like, you know, okay, this is what's going on. Like you said that, you know, the NFL.
It seems like Long asked him something that was, they must have told him this information, Joe, maybe at OTAs like this week or last week.
Right.
Because it seems like if Long didn't, obviously if Long didn't ask the question, Josh Jacobs probably wouldn't have offered up the answer. But looking at his face by when, like the question that Long asked him is, what are you excited about going to Brazil? And Jacobs kind of rubs his hand over his face, Joe, and then he's like, well, they got something going on with the gangs down there. And he just starts getting into the whole thing about not wearing green. Like, I don't think he was probably, like you said, the information is just fresh on his mind. They must have just told the players this stuff.
Unbelievable.
And that's why he gave out all that information. That's
they're afraid of the soccer hooligans. They're afraid of the soccer hooligans.
Look, that's what they're telling them.
Are you doing? Did you go and look that up, Matthias? Is there like something going on down there?
It's with the Corinthians and another club. You know, it's like going to Argentina, and you know, and then you're wearing River Plate gear, you know, red and white, over in Boca Juniors territory. You know, you don't want to be wearing a River Plate jersey when you're playing against Boca Juniors or when you're in that area. And the same thing goes for a lot of the countries in South America. You know, you got to give them a little warning, but I think it's being a little overblown, to tell you the truth.
Well, look, you see that?
I just googled is São Paulo safe for tourists? And it says here, Joe, avoid deserted streets or dodgy-looking areas, especially after dark. Well, gee, Joe, that's pretty much every single city in the United States as well. Be mindful of your body language, confident strides, and eye contact. Project a less vulnerable vibe. Kick off the NFL in Brazil, baby! Carver and Lisi, we're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Here with you. I'm going to update a couple things, Joe, but before I do, just to put a bow on this, what we were just talking about last segment, Matthias made a great point. During the break to both of us. And I think, listen, we're talking about this. I think that every time the NFL has taken a trip to London, Germany, where else have they played, Joe? Mexico City. Didn't they play games down there?
Yep.
I'm sure there has always been a big security briefing with all the players on the team and the coaches and the staff and the traveling party, telling them the do's and the don'ts of every single place the NFL has probably ever been to. The difference with this is that Josh Jacobs told everybody about it. And that's why this is going to get a little bit more gas than other things that would. So who knows, Joe, but that's something that we have to keep in mind as well. This might have been a standard protocol thing that they told Josh yesterday, and Long happened to bring it up, and this was on his mind, and he decided to share it with everyone, which he probably shouldn't have done.
No, think about it, guys. These guys go down to Mexico. They go down to Mexico City. You know how dangerous Mexico is right now? I mean, you go to Baja, Mexico right now, you might not come home. It's, you know, don't drive through Mexico. That's what they tell you. It happens all the time, guys.
You're right, Joe.
And God rest the souls that don't come back. It happens all the time.
You're not wrong, Joe.
I haven't said a word. I agree with you guys. I think Jacobs, you know, was probably taken aback by it and did want to get the information out so others know. I mean, like, hey, look at what we're dealing with. This is, you know, we're playing the game and we got to go in an armored car. That's what I think.
That part really sticks out. They're traveling, and we can't leave the hotel.
Don't run in the open field. Can you see? Don't run. Just serpentine. Get him down.
All right. Oh boy!
They just had the World Cup in Brazil. What was it? In 2014. I wish I would have been able to go down to that World Cup. It was tropical as hell.
More importantly, hang on. I hate to cut everybody off, but we got scoring here. We got score. I saw four.
We do. Here's what's going on, Joe. I'll give you the breakdown. 10-4, Dodgers lead the Pirates. That's in the top of the sixth after the Betts 3-run homer. The Yankees have a 7-2 lead now in the bottom of the fourth, as Pablo Lopez is having a bad night. But then again, the Twins always have a bad night against the Yankees. The Braves just got a 2-run homer from Marcell Ozuna. 5-2 Braves as they go to the bottom of the eighth in D.C. The Cubbies just got a homer from Christopher Morel. They lead 4-3. Over Cincinnati. The Red Sox now lead 3-0.
3-0. Pour it on.
Over Chicago.
Open that
pouring
faucet.
It on.
Open that faucet. And open that faucet.
And the Rockies lead the Cardinals 1-0. That is in the bottom of the third.
That's a dead under. I knew those Rockies. You know what it is? You take the Rockies were on a heater at Coors. You take them out, styrofoam balls again. See? See, that's it now. Put that in the data bank. Next time they come back to Coors, up, and away. They're going to probably play unders.
Can we get these away?
Carver, I got 11-4 Dodgers over the 14.5. Over the 14.5. Let's go.
Wow. How about
pour it on?
Can we get an Ohtani homer for a cherry on top over there?
Look, I need over 10.5 in the Yankee game. I need 2 runs. Open that faucet. Catch up on that seven.
Open the faucet. I like that, Joe. Open the faucet there. I have some football stuff for you later. You're going to be excited.
Hey, this is a football show. Why don't we just continue football?
Second out. Hey, wait. You know what? I'm saying that we've already done a little football thanks to Josh Jacobs. We've done a little football already. Let me get the golf in with you. Did you see any? Why am I asking you this? Did you see any of the golf today?
You got a better shot.
How about this? I'll ask you a better question. Did you see any of the leaderboard today? How about that? I'll tell you that.
Typically, I do. I at least dabble in the leaderboard to see where I am. I've been with the move and everything.
Now,
just inundated.
You've been busy, and I almost texted you a screenshot of the leerboard at one point because
Skins on there.
No, Skins didn't make the cut for the elevated. He's not here. No, Billy Ho's tied for seventh. He shot 3-under today. So Billy Horschel's very involved so far at this tournament. Adam Hadwin, the first round leader, Joe, with a 6-under. He was 90-1. He was one of those guys at the bottom of the list. And here's the other one I was going to send you. You know who's tied for 12th?
Who?
Griot. He didn't play bad, Griot. He finished
D12. I told you this, Griot.
You know who else is tied for 12th with 2-under? Nicky Dunlap, another one of your guys, playing well so far at the Memorial.
So now let me ask you this. What could we get out of Griot the rest of the way?
So Griot right now, and he is 4 shots back of Hadwin, and you can get Griot for
300-1 still.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dunlap 300-1 as well. You know why, Joe? Part of the reason why, even though they're four shots back, they're still 300 is, you know, Scheffler's at 5-under, Xander Schauffele's at 4-under, Aubert's at 4-under, Morikawa's at 4-under, Hovland's. So you've got the heavy hitter club at the top, Joe. So despite these guys kind of being, you know, in the top 15 and in striking distance, the book right. still says there's no shot that they win. Just no shot. Now, T10, Joe, you could interest me with these, with both of these guys. Let's see what they're giving us for both Griot and for Nicky Dunlap.
I'm going to throw probably Griot is probably 14-1.
No, he's plus 750.
That's nothing for him, Corbin.
Joe, for top 10, that's a good price for a top 10. And Nicky Dunlap's plus 850 for a top 10.
All right.
What do they got Billy Ho for? What's Billy Horschel? Plus 210. So they got more faith in Billy Ho than they do in Dunlap and Griot. If I had to pick one of the two, Joe, that I would maybe I'll try to put it with the golf with this Padre Diamondback game.
Okay.
It would be for Nicky than Griot. I'd rather try him.
So you want to do Nicky instead of Griot?
For T10. Or do you want to do T20? What do you want to do?
No, I mean T20.
Let's see what they're giving us. If it's not going to be like juicy enough for you, but
310,
you're going
to right?
Plus 220 for Griot, plus 250 for Dicky Dunlap.
That's nothing close.
Yeah, but Joe, for a put it with the golf, it's not a bad price. Like, look at this, Nick Dunlap.
Put it with the Mavericks tonight? The Mavericks are about to start.
Event has ended. What is happening here? Yeah, they are about to tip this game off. They've actually already started, Joe. It's 3-2 Mavs. No. Who hit the three?
Is that Kyrie?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought I had it on the right channel, and it switched off on me.
I told you, that's what they do.
I guess they're on ABC, right? Finals are on ABC. Listen, Nicky Dunlap.
Yeah.
For top 20.
Who's this? I'll tell you who nailed the three. Hang on, I'm behind. I'll tell you who nailed the three.
And Tatis to Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Tatis to Homer, Nicky Dunlap, top 20, and we'll throw an NBA in there, too, from this game live.
Is that Kyrie? Who nailed that three? Kyrie! Who was it? He's wearing red shoes.
It was Drew Holiday. Kyrie doesn't have a three yet. He doesn't have a point yet, either. How about Kyrie live points over 22.5?
Nah.
With Fernando Tatis to Homer and Nicky Dunlap, top 20
four,
at the Memorial.
4-4 Reds. 4-4 Reds.
Wow. How about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. All right, Joe, so we're well underway here at Game 1 NBA Finals. As Kyrie just made that bucket, Joe. That was, I think that was Kyrie's first points of the night. So 12-11, Celtics lead, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Everyone has scored in the starting lineup for the Mavericks. Everybody's got one bucket.
That's good. So
Jones, Washington, Gafford, Kyrie,
pace.
And Luka.
7-4 Yankees. 7-4. They're through their total. I'm happy. I needed that.
Good. 5 points apiece for Holiday and Horford for the Celtics, as they both have a three. So that's one of our three threes that we need, Joe, for Horford. He's already got one.
Kyrie's got four.
There we go. Here comes Kyrie. Let's go, Joe.
Here comes Kyrie. Let's go. Here comes Kyrie. Kyrie, all Kyrie. Yeah, he
Let's
wants
go,
it
baby.
Tonight. He wants it tonight, Carver. I could see it. I could see it in his bones. He just wants it. Look at him. Look at that. And he was trying to get the flop, too. A little body flop. Carver, he wants it. The kid is prepped and ready tonight. Carver, he wants it. I could tell. Forget this poor Zingas. This Zingas. Smash him. Smash.
Zinger looked a little slow there on that pick and roll.
Kyrie again.
Let's go, Joe.
Come on. He just nailed it. What has he got? What does he have? How many does Kyrie have?
That's probably the one that gave him four.
That's the old one. We're on a delay.
I need to fill up the Luka sheet. We need the triple double. So he's
I'm not
points.
Doing the Luka sheet. Not the,
I'm already in on two, I'm on it. One board, one assist, 2 points. Let's go, baby.
Could Kyrie get me 40 tonight? Could Kyrie get me 40? 5-4 Reds. 5-4 in second and third. Smash him.
Wow.
Smash him. Come on, I need the White Sox to add. I got a parlay going here.
TJ Friedl, RBI double, makes it 5-4.
Look at this parlay I got. It's alive and running. Yeah, look.
Joe, it's always alive and running for you, baby. You always got it.
Yeah, see, I'm your partner. You're supposed to have my back.
I just said it's always alive and running. Look at this.
I don't like the way you said that.
So you're in the barn with the Dodgers. Where about this Yankee one? I thought you had a Yankee one.
Yeah, here. This one, look. Look at this wheel play I got going.
Joe loves the three-team all totals in baseball.
Wait until you see this. This is a Partridge in a Pear Tree special. Good.
All right, let's see what Joe has here. Wow. So Mavs money line. Over 8.5 in the Red Sox, over 10.5 in the Cubs, over 10.5 in the Yankees, over 12.5 in the Dodgers. So you got two of those in the barn already.
Yes.
You're 2 runs away from getting the Cubby game in the barn. So you need some work in Chicago and you need the Mavericks.
Right.
This has gas, Joe. I keep an eye on that cash out if the Maverick, if you get everything in and the Maverick game's close.
I need the Red Sox. Could the White Sox generate some offense?
Yeah, you need them to contribute. I wouldn't want to wait on the Red Sox to score all 9 runs for you. You're going to need some help.
All right.
You're definitely going to need some help.
Starting off to your ears, Carver, man on first, nobody out. That's the way to start. Where's Bo Jackson when you need him? Where's Bo? Big bad Bo. Where's
Big
Bo
bad
Jackson?
Bo.
Where's
Big
Bo
bad
Jack?
Bo.
Where is Bo Jack? Where is he?
I don't know.
Anybody seen Bo Jack?
Where is Bo Jack? 11-4. Pirates do have second and first and second in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, we had
right now in Pittsburgh. That's up to 17.5 now, Joe.
Why didn't
I think they'd get that too?
Didn't we talk about last night the Dodger team total?
Yes,
wasn't it 5.5?
Yes, and you could have vaulted it all the way to 9.5.
Man, we're stupid.
I told you about that.
How much was it?
I think it was in the plus 275-280 range for the over 9.5.
Oh man,
so. But it's a no sweat winner tonight, Joe. I mean, they had 11 in the first five, six innings. So it was a no sweat hit.
No sweat hit.
No sweat hit for you. Also, let me just, if you want, we're going to go to Nicky Dunlop for T20 or T10. You probably want to do 10. You want to be a pig. Right? Because I want to get a homer play in here for this Arizona San Diego game that's coming up in an hour.
What do you want to do? Pro 4?
No, I'm not playing pro. I probably should, considering everyone else I've played the last 2 days is homer tonight. So I probably should play pro far, but I'm not going to do that, Joe.
Okay.
I mean, this guy Scheffler, 2-1, and there's 3 rounds of golf left. 2-1. Billy Ho's at 50-1, and he's he's 3 shots back, Joe.
And he understands the course. That's what I love.
He's a previous winner here.
The course. He's battle tested.
You're not going to get an argument from me with Billy Ho.
You know, Carver, I sort of like when I'm reading the same mail as you. You know.
So I like that. You're taking the golf term that I use with Cam and Keith Stewart, reading the same mail.
I like when I'm reading the mail as you. You know that? When you and I see eye to eye and we're reading everybody's mail, that's what I love. You know?
Oh, boy.
I love you.
All right, 15-14 Dallas.
I saw that tweet this morning.
Reading the same mail, baby. Yay.
Anytime I read the same mail as read the line, I was like, oh, please. Can you rub his back any bigger? Come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. 24-18, Joe.
Mm.
With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Seen that foul on the zinger there, Joe? You have foul on the zinger? Yeah, no foul on the zinger there.
Smash the zinger. That's what I say. I hope they smash him.
You're not a fan, huh?
Man, he's like a glass house. He's like, what, 6'9", 6'11"? What is he, 7'4"? How tall is this guy? He's got legs like twigs.
There's a Luka rebound. Let's go here. Let's go. Right. Let's get that triple-double, Joe.
You win this triple-double. I told you we... 7-5, Yankees. 7-5, Yankees.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you're through that. You're over the rainbow with
know,
that one, right?
Just,
you're done.
I don't know. I just like to see. I like to see runs scoring.
Man, yeah, not a great outing for Marcus Stroman. 4 2/3, five runs on six
threes.
Hits.
Luka chucking threes.
What time do you have on the screen?
3:50.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm not gonna say.
I'm gonna go hardwire. I can't.
I'm not gonna tell you. Yeah, you're ahead of me.
No, I'm not ahead of you. No, I'm not. I could tell.
Hit that, Luka.
See,
I just say I'm chucking up threes.
No, it's not good. I can't do it. I'm dropping everything. I got papers in front of me. I'm just a mess tonight.
Come on, mess. Joe. I got some football stories for you in hour two.
Yeah, I know. Football stories. All right.
I got. Did you see they put the full bowl schedule out?
I know. Sun Bowl.
Back to where it belongs. New Year's Eve.
What time? 2:30, right? Best
always.
Day of
That's
the year.
Classic 2:30 kick on CBS.
Dead over. Every time, dead over. Last year, you had Notre Dame. What a game.
That was a good game.
It was a great game, not a good game. They ripped right through that over.
Now, when was the year that Central Michigan played? That was the year before, right? Or was that a couple of years ago?
That was the year, the COVID year.
Oh, no, the year before was the awful UCLA game, right?
What do you mean awful? Pitt and UCLA awful. Ripped through the
offer?
Just because you lost and Nick Patty torched?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I told you the over was the play. Over and back-to-back years. They smashed that total. I altered that total all the way up.
That Central Michigan-Washington State game was a dead under.
Wow, that was supposed to be what? Washington State-Miami?
I think so. I think that's
Miami
what it was supposed
backed
to be.
Out, and then it was Central Michigan.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I'll tell you, Zinger's hot here, Joe. Zinger's got a bunch of buckets the last few minutes.
The Zinger.
He's got a bunch of buckets as they've now extended out to a 10-point lead, 28-18. The Zinger right now with 8. 7 for Luka, 4 for Kyrie so far. Where's the Luka assists at? What's he got? 1 assist. We got to pick those up.
Told you he's on pace for 12.
He's not on pace for 12 because this live number is 7.5 right now. So he's not on pace for 12.
He's on pace. I'm telling you, he's fine. So I got him for 12, so we'll be fine.
Do you? You played him? You put him in that parlay last night, right?
What we said we were going to do.
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
Because you have no guts. You gotta have some guts.
I didn't like what you were doing.
You gotta have some guts. Guess what? You gotta have some guts. You know who has guts? Kitty has guts. I had to say that. It's up huge.
You know, I feel Kitty like my guts. Phone can hear you through it because I've been getting in these tweets about that just showing up on my timeline now.
Yeah. Good. So. Kitty. Here comes. Kitty's got a live stream tomorrow. Kitty's got a live stream. Stock is flying. The stock is flying. All eyes are on the live stream tomorrow.
I can't even get involved. I have no idea what's going on with that.
Doesn't matter. It's just the storyline is what's captivating.
Yeah, there's no real money involved. It's just a storyline. There's no real money involved. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this hour, too.